The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
All right, let's bring in our agent to the stars. Have we had the production yet for You Hadley at Hello? Are we still working on that? It's good. It's
more of a conversational, more of a concept at this point.
Production staff very busy around these parts, getting ready to go to Harris Cherokee tomorrow. Let me bring in Hadley Engelhardt, kind enough to join us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Hadley, your production is coming. You just wait. How are you?
I'm waiting. With bated breath, guys.
It's insulting. Is what it is. A man of your stature should have to wait like this. All right, let's start general, and then I want to drill down. Did anything surprise you either way in the first hours of legal tampering when you saw some specific numbers or specific names come off the free agent board?
Well, I think there's always a little bit of surprises across the board, but I think the one for me at least that stands out is the Daniel Jones signing. Coming off a good year, but I don't know what kind of other leverage he had. And he obviously becoming one of the top 5-6 paid quarterbacks in the league. I don't know if his work and his stats justify that. So I would say that's the one question I have. But again, beauty's in the eyes of the beholder.
So let me ask you about the Falcons, who they were busy. They re-upped their own guy in Lindstrom, made him the highest paid guard in league history. They went out and G'd up Jesse Bates. We talked about that with you the last couple of weeks. It looked like that was going to happen, and they've made a couple of other moves along the way, including a trade for Jonnu Smith. When you saw the numbers of Bates, for instance, or Lindstrom or any of their other moves, did you think they were good market prices, or did they get any value overpay in any of those?
No, I think they're good market prices. I mean, they're really good players, and they're part of the base of what they're trying to build. The only thing I would say, and I love the Heinicke signing. I think that's a great signing, a local kid that went to Collins Hills to be a good backup who's got starter ability if need be. The only thing I would question, which I'm sure you guys have talked about, is the one glaring area that the Falcons have lacked in the last several years is a pass rusher. And they never addressed that. And there were some good ones out there. There's still some out there, so maybe they're having some conversations. But I would say that's the one area I was surprised they weren't more aggressive or weren't able to secure a deal was a pass rusher.
I don't know if you represent Darius Slay or not, but I guess it's Rosenhaus. He didn't want to accept a renegotiation, so now he's going to be released. How's that conversation between agent and client of this is really going to happen and here are the projections? Is it what do you want to do, or here's the money, and if you're going to be a financial, make a decision based on finances, here it is. Like, what is that conversation?
Well, those conversations have been happening for a while. So I've had those conversations over the years. You kind of know where a team stands, that they're going to want to renegotiate, and they've already set what their market is. So when you go to the NFL Combine or to the Senior Bowl, teams are inquiring off the record. You're making inquisitions as well, just about if he's out there on the market, would you have interest? And so you kind of have an idea of what the market would be. There's always a risk involved. But more times than not, you kind of know what's out there. It's sort of like entering the portal if you're a college athlete. You know, a lot of teams are talking to players before they even enter the portal to gauge what kind of interest will be out there. So knowing Darius Slay, he knew what his team was offering him, knows what there's a market out there for. And I think, he made a decision based upon all those criteria.
The segment, even without the production, is You Hadley at Hello. Hadley Engelhardt joins Chuck and Chernoff on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line.
Headline yesterday, Hadley: Chargers give Austin Ekeler permission to seek trade. All right, I don't think Austin Eckler's picking up the phone and the Cardinals or the Bears. What happens when we see that? Because I saw somebody else that was granted permission today to seek a trade. What does that put on your plate? Do you have a staff that starts going through the Rolodex?
No, actually, that's what the agent does. I mean, again, that gets back to what we just talked about, that the Combine and at the Senior Bowl and those types of events, you kind of have an idea of what your present value is with your current team. They're looking to unload you. The player's unhappy. There's a lot of variables. So you technically can't talk to teams. And now when they give you quote-unquote permission, it allows teams to actually talk true numbers and let them gauge the market. We did that several years ago with a player, and it just gives you the ability to do it up front and let the world know that we're out there and it creates a more clean dialogue with all the teams be given that permission.
Adley, I want to ask you about a couple of quarterbacks. Let's start with Aaron Rodgers, who went on Pat McAfee's show today and said, yeah, I'm committed. I want to go to the Jets. I want it to happen. Now it's in the Packers' hands to get the compensation they want. So how weird is this now? Because the Jet fan and the Jets are like, oh, Aaron's all in, but we got to get the deal right. Is one side going to try to use that for leverage?
Yeah, that's if there's anything, the cart coming before the horse, this is the case. I mean, when a player of Aaron Rodgers' stature takes the position that this is the team I want to play for, and I've worked it out with them, and now it's up to you guys, it puts a lot of pressure on the Packers. The Jets can play hardball and screw this deal, or they could work with the Packers. So I think the Packers are definitely in a defensive mode. They you know, don't have the leverage they once had, because if he's only willing to go to one team and that team, and the Jets are not willing to give them the compensation they're entitled to, they're going to get less compensation than a Matthew Stafford, let's say. I believe they'll still get a first rounder. Will it be other picks? Will it be future picks? Will it include players? To be determined, but I think it puts the Packers in a tough position to get what they'd be entitled to, or what they would want, I should say, given the fact that Aaron has taken this position. And I saw the interview with McAfee, and it's, you know, he's a character, Aaron Rodgers.
You're being kind.
I think he's one of the greatest players ever to play the game. But I can tell you, I've had clients on the Packers currently and in the past, and he is a unique character and a unique teammate on the record.
You're being very kind. So Lamar Jackson's situation is different than a lot of other guys, because he doesn't have representation who has filed paperwork with the league. So he couldn't talk to anybody until today anyway about, you know, some future opportunity, because the players, that would have been tampering. So what does it look like for him today? Does he pick up the phone, or teams having contact with him? Does anything ramp up now that the rules change a little bit for him today?
Yeah, well, listen, free agency begins in 21 minutes officially. So people can start signing and doing things, and you'll hear about people going on visits. You'll see people that have agreed to terms go for their physicals, making sure everything's all good. And then you'll see, you know, the moralization of contracts happening in the next 24 to 48 hours. In Lamar's case, we talked about this last week and in prior weeks, you know, having or being your own representative and not having an agent or an attorney or both on your behalf is a very hard way to negotiate. And it's going to be very hard for him to navigate the free agency process and talking to other teams, because teams are going to want to structure things in a way that fits their salary cap and also compensates him. Is it a longer deal? Is it a shorter term deal? So I don't know what's going to happen unless he gets representation. I end up thinking that he's going to end up being a Raven. And, you know, unless a team is just desperate, and there are teams that are desperate, that are signing guys to unique deals, you know, not to change subject, but when I saw the Colts sign a kicker to $5+ million, although he's one of the best, if not the best currently, it's a lot of money. And so I think Lamar is, you know, going to eventually get a multi-year deal with Baltimore. And, you know, we'll talk about this, you know, in weeks to come.
All right. If we go way back, and I'm not going to give a history lesson, but I remember I was in college and this thing called Plan B started. I was like, that didn't seem like very good for the players. And they thought the same thing, because about 2-3 years later, they were like, no, franchise tags, transition tags. Transition tags used to be like a regular thing. I never hear that. Is that still in the rules?
Still in the rules, and it's still something that is applicable. But I just think teams now are more apt to, you know, either A, franchise a player, or B, let people walk. You know, this is the rich get richer, and you can't afford everybody. And so teams are now more apt to re-sign their players. You see a lot of guys that we would look at, and we hear the term overpaid all the time. And as we talked about, no one's overpaid. You're paid what you're worth. But you see players with limited production re-sign with their teams because those teams value them at a certain level that the open market may not, but it's important to them that they keep those players intact to build that team. So there are other things to do. There's different levels of restricted free agency. There's different levels of franchise, which we talked about with Lamar. So there are different rules in place for the teams and the players. And it's just kind of the trend of what's happening with the lack of transition and more of the franchise.
All right, last thing, you name names if you want. I believe it was Boomer Esiason talking about the Bidwells. He says, no, they purposely told the coach to take me out like 5 snaps before I hit my escalator. I remember there being like a Tyrone Wheatley thing. He had one of those where he was like, no, I was like five carries short. Have you ever run into a situation where you looked at the owner and you're like, I know you purposely went out of my way to be cheap and screw me out of like something like 75 grand for my client, which is peanuts in the NFL. Have you ever had anything like that?
No. Well, I've had clients that have missed certain incentives and escalators by, you know, yards or percentage of play times. But I believe in my heart of hearts, an owner doesn't dictate to the general manager, who then goes to the head coach, who goes to the coordinator, who goes to the position coach, and they're monitoring snap by snap and carry by carry. These coaches want to win. And has it happened? I'm sure it has. Does it happen on a regular basis? I don't believe it does.
Hadley, last question for me, and it's a two-parter. Zeke Elliott was released today. Is Zeke now going to do the year-by-year kind of prove-it deal? And is he going to be the picture of this second wave of free agency where everything kind of really slows down and maybe players get more picky?
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's a great player still, and there's some questions about, you know, how much tread is left on that tire. But I think he's either going to sign a not a long-term deal, but probably a 1 or 2 year deal somewhere, or an opportunity where he can do something and reestablish himself, and more of an incentive later in tight contract. As far as the second wave goes, believe it or not, sometimes the second and third wave are more profitable than some of the first wave signings, because, you know, as the numbers diminish of players that are out there, the market's greater. So you could be the fifth rated player and all of a sudden 1 through 4 are gone and there are 2 or 3 teams still looking for that position. All of a sudden you become one of the higher price paid players at that position. And then you also see some veterans who are not restructuring, or they decide they signed one player, they're releasing another player. So I still think there's a good second and third wave out there always.
The production is in the works. You Hadley at Hello. It is coming. He is our agent to the stars. Hadley Engelhardt, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you.
You got it, guys.
Talk to you next week. All right, coming up next, I know giving this guy credit.
Vic Beasley?
Not him.
Vic wasn't doing shit out there, man.
It's nothing to do with Vic Beasley, no. I know giving this guy credit won't be easy for Falcon fans today. But we must give credit where it's due. So we shall. Next.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves. And people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right? Which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart, and there needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.